USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word that President Trump has invited the Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit the White House this fall, taking the Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats by surprise. He gets the news while he's on stage at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado. After moderator Andrea Mitchell reads him the breaking news tweet, Coats says,
"Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special."
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell issuing a statement saying Putin will not be welcome on Capitol Hill. 11 people are dead after their amphibious tour vehicle, or duck boat, capsized and sank in a Missouri lake just outside Branson. Divers are still searching for at least 5 people who are missing. The boat with wheels capsized during a thunderstorm. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done. Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The NFL is putting its new national anthem policy on hold as the NFL and players' unions say the league and team policies regarding conduct during the anthem will not be issued or enforced for several weeks as part of a standstill agreement. The two sides say they will continue their dialogue, though, as they work through the anthem issue. An NFL policy was approved back in May requiring players and team personnel on the sidelines to stand during the anthem. Vice President Mike Pence on the road yesterday.
Pence in St. Louis spoke at an America First Policies event where he drew cheers from the pro-Trump organization.
Not only did the president sign the biggest funding increase for border security in nearly 10 years, we also got a down payment and we've started to build that big, beautiful wall.
Pence told the crowd that ICE agents have removed more than 226,000 illegal immigrants from the country.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent there, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 32-year-old grandson of mob boss John Gotti, now up on charges in New York City. Cops arresting Carmine Gotti Agnello, accusing him of running an illegal vehicle scrapyard in Queens. He starred in the reality TV show Growing Up Gotti. He was released on his own recognizance after being arraigned yesterday. He's due back in court in September. The commander of the U.S.-led campaign to defeat the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria holds a briefing on the progress in that conflict, and USA Radio's John Clemens has details.
Army General Joseph Votel, the commander of U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, spoke during the video conference about the support of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the Syrian conflict.
Iran's continued malign presence and pursuit of their unilateral objectives threaten not only Syria, but Syria's neighbors and prolongs resolution of the conflict.
Iran continues to provide significant support for the Syrian government. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
And the former president of Paramount Television denying she made racially insensitive comments. Amy Powell, though, has been fired after a 5-year run as president of Paramount TV. The chairman telling staffers in a memo Powell was terminated after worker complaints sparked an investigation. Powell strongly denies the claims and is reportedly considering legal action. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.